have you ever heard of a back burner relationship? It's been described by researchers as a person to whom one is not now committed, and with whom one maintains some level of connection in order to keep or build the possibility of future romantic or sexual engagement. So, if you've been in a relationship for a long time and your girlfriend never mentions you to her friends or her family, hate to break it to you, buddy, but it's a great sign that you are just, sadly, an option to her. Here we go. Like and subscribe. They want full control of all plans. The terms of each plan apply to all of them. The majority of the time, arrangements are made while visiting each other. This can suggest that before making any arrangements with you, your partner considers all of the options, because they have no other options. They just choose to hang around with you. Since there aren't many alternatives for more thrilling activities, you'll probably spend the most of your time indoors. They continuously ask about your goals, although once informed, they hardly make any ideas. This allows them to know they have a backup plan in case all else fails. They extend and withdraw invitations. You arrange to have dinner with them on a Saturday night. You've let your buddies know about it and you've already decided what to wear. However, you are still waiting for the information on Saturday morning. You still don't know where you are going or when they'll pick you up. They phone a couple hours before you're meant to leave and say they have to cancel because of an emergency. And nope, that wasn't an urgent situation. No one's passed away and they are not ill. They have too much work on their plate, an old buddy came by, or their pal needed them. They also don't change the date. They are deceitful in all respects. They also like calling you at the 11th hour because someone else cancelled on them. Sometimes they'll even have the audacity to say so. They don't make you feel appreciated. It's likely that despite your efforts in the relationship, you don't feel as though they are valued. For instance, you pay attention and save the time to ensure that you will be present whenever she displays a great desire to do anything. Whether it's going to see her favourite band or a movie she's excited to see, you make an effort to make sure that her requests, wants, and needs are given priority. You still believe that you are not getting the same in return, though. They are not thrilled to see you. I once invited a person that I liked to an event for which I had pricey tickets for. He kept dodging, claiming that he had other plans for that weekend, and this was planned months in advance. Each time I brought it up, he gave an excuse, and when I finally got the hint, I just invited someone else who was eager to go out with me. Now that was a costly lesson, one that I will actually never forget. So it's a red flag when someone isn't thrilled to meet you. A warning sign is if they do not make an effort to schedule time with you. They'll figure out a way to make it work if they really care. Now, if their eyes don't light up as you come into the room, you will know. You are someone they know, not someone who shakes their world. You put in the most effort. Whether it's making the first move, going on the first date, or defining the relationship, you are always the one putting in the most effort. If your partner never calls or messages you first, never responds to your texts for an extended period of time, or never initiates plans, you should be concerned. Second, people only respond or try to communicate when they are in need. They have a terrible attitude towards you if you don't answer to them straight away, even if you are truly busy at work. Otherwise, they would be too busy to get back to you. They don't talk about you. They discuss other individuals. They'll always chat about other people or people that they like when you are going out with them. They'll bring up that other person in discussion more than once. You'll begin to experience third-person syndrome. They will continuously bring up their ex and make comparisons between you and them. That's because they are thinking about their lost ex and not about you. They treat you poorly. There is some validity to the saying that love is blind. When we genuinely care about someone, we want to see their greatest qualities. This may lead us to try to excuse or explain our partner's behaviour, even when it is hurting us. You do not deserve to be mistreated or treated with such disdain if your partner repeatedly lets you down. For example, by missing your birthday or set dinner dates with family and friends, and then, when you attempt to bring it up to them, they disregard your worries. They are always preoccupied. Nothing is more infuriating than spending the entire evening with someone who is smiling and gazing at the phone. They love that phone more than you. They want you to repeat yourself since they didn't hear a word you said when they were sending you a text all night. They leave you alone at the table as they get up to take a phone call. They could drop by with their friends when you are out on a date at the most exquisite restaurant. They will ask them to draw up chairs and say, "Hey, sit with us." The rest of the evening will be spent talking to their friends while they ignore you. Their future plans don't include you. Since you are building a future together in a relationship, the least you can hope for is to be informed of any important choices they may be considering. However, it is a massive red flag that you are not your partner's first priority if she repeatedly makes important decisions, whether they involve her job, her health, or her family, without even asking for your input. If you feel like the last person to learn about your partner's intentions, such as her recent work promotion or her upcoming move, being kept out of the loop may be quite upsetting, and you know what? Even embarrassing. They are either too into you or not at all. Someone will be hot and cold with you if they aren't completely into you. You'll have a great time together, and just when you think they might be feeling the same way, they back off. You'll be perplexed by what occurred. You'll question what went wrong, and the suffering will be intolerable. You did absolutely nothing wrong. They were more preoccupied with persons who held more fascination for them than you did. They paid you sufficient attention to keep you in the waiting area. After all, they could become bored in a week or two and want a date. In the worst case scenario, they pull away from you after meeting someone else that they are smitten with. They don't take things seriously. When women see the potential in a nice guy, they'll want to approach him seriously. They could open up to you, discuss the future, and act nicer. She will open up and let her guard down to show that she is a genuine person and not just a sexual object. She may be keeping her options open by seeing a number of men but not getting too close to any of them. So if she avoids seeing you in public and refuses to let you meet her friends or family, maybe she won't talk about emotions or anything else in particular. It suggests that she isn't yet ready to commit. So it's time to come to your senses. Once in a while, you come to the realization that you are too precious to be spending your time in this kind of circumstance. You come to the realization that the relationship, no matter how much you love it, will never work. So why be a space filler and waste your valuable time meeting someone on their terms? You may meet the love of your life if you let them go. So continue seeing them if you're willing to be an option and want to keep seeing them, obviously. But you deserve more than that, as we both know.